Bill Halter was elected Lieutenant Governor of Arkansas in 2006 before challenging for the U.S. Senate in 2010, losing his Democratic primary battle to incumbent Blanche Lincoln. This year, Halter is vying for the governor's seat and faces former 4th District Congressman Mike Ross in the Democratic primary. Halter's Arkansas Promise Scholarship Plan has been front and center so far in his campaign. Recently, he was a guest on a new Sunday morning politics show called Capital View, which our content partner Roby Brock hosts with David Goins on KARK Channel 4 in the Central Arkansas market. Here is an excerpt from that conversation.
Let's begin first. There's been a little flap this week with the phrase, the Arkansas Promise. Mm-hmm. Your scholarship program, Arkansas State University, claims they've got some sort of rights on that. Kind of walk us through that flap. Where does it stand today?
Well, the fact is we're in discussions with them, but it's that's not the important thing. The important thing is the substance of the proposal, which is to provide financial assistance to students that achieve a 2.5 grade point average in high school in Arkansas and go on to an Arkansas college. And by putting together the lottery scholarship, Pell Grants, other federal assistance, and other scholarship assistance, we'll be able to provide full tuition to those students. We're working out the issues surrounding the name.
You're confident it'll get worked out.
I am confident that'll get worked out. And the fact is, what's far more important is the proposal. And what is important about that is moving Arkansas from where we are today, which is 49th out of 50 states in the percentage of our adult population with a college degree. We have to do better than that to compete in the 21st century for the types of jobs that we want. But in addition, it has become more and more expensive for families to go to college. At the same time, a college education has become that much more important in order for us as a state to compete. This proposal is addressed squarely at that. And people are beginning to see that. We've had commentary just this week from two of the deans of the print media, right, who have said that this is a proposal that needs to be the focus of the gubernatorial campaign because higher education is so important to our future.
How does this work without, as some people have said, either cutting services, raising taxes? I mean, you look at the lottery scholarship for freshmen this year, it's $2,000. A semester now at U of A or UCA, $7,700. I mean, that's a big gap to make.
Well, as you know, though, David, I mean, the way they've structured the scholarship proposal is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000. Right. So we shouldn't be moving off of that $2,000 figure. But the other thing is the reason that the scholarship levels have been cut back is because the program has been far more successful in terms of the number of students that are accessing the scholarship than the legislature predicted. So We know that this works. We know that students respond to the financial assistance. We've seen that down in El Dorado, Arkansas as a classic example. We've seen it in Arkadelphia where they have promise programs like this. It will work for the state of Arkansas. There is no better investment than we can make. We know that the lifetime earnings of a college graduate are on average $1 million more than the lifetime earnings of someone with a high school diploma. This is the kind of proposal where we invest in the future today, and it pays off not only in the income levels of these students in the future, but also it pays off for the state in terms of a better community, better customers, people that have more incomes that they can spend in other businesses in the community. You can look across the country. Income levels in a state are tightly tied to the percentage of the adult population with a college degree. And given that we're 49th out of 50, ahead of only West Virginia.
How do we fix retention levels? I mean, kids aren't keeping the scholarships. It's money that's...
But look, it is not all of the students that are losing the scholarship, right?
No, I mean, clearly.
Clearly. So we have seen increased enrollment, and we have seen greater numbers of graduates. Look at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, where in the first year of the lottery scholarship, freshman enrollment of Arkansas students went up by 33%. At the end of the second year, it was up by 50% over previous levels.
I want to pull a quote from an op-ed that you referenced from Roy Ockert, former Jonesboro Sun editor. He writes a statewide column now. Quote, instead of cutting taxes, the legislature could have channeled $140 million or so into college scholarships. If Halter's numbers are right, that might have been almost enough to fund the Arkansas Promise. Could have also stopped what we're seeing in some other cuts to higher education that are going on in scholarships right now. As governor, Would you have fought against those tax cuts to protect that money for higher education?
Well, let me say a couple things about that, Robbie. First, in the proposal that we put out, right, we indicated that there would be necessarily an increase in general revenues devoted to this in order to fund it. Growth revenue, mm-hmm. That's right. We said $50 to $75 million. Now, I'm also made very clear that we are not proposing to raise taxes in order to fund this program, nor do we think it's necessary. As you know well, having followed this, both of you guys have followed this for a while, every year the general revenue budget grows because of economic growth and so forth, and it is significantly more than that $50 million that I referenced. So to answer your question in the first instance, I would say it is not necessary to raise taxes. Now to your second question about the specifics of these particular proposals and so forth. Look, we're talking about a big budget. We're talking about a $5 billion general revenue budget. We're talking about a number of other billions of dollars that are coming in from other revenue streams. So I don't want to get into every little detail of what the legislature just did. The fact is, in 2 years, we'll be fashioning another budget. It will be reflective of the circumstances there. Just as Governor Beebe said he wanted to reduce the sales tax on groceries, said that he would do it within budget constraints, and then went about the business of doing that, that's what I'm saying, that we will do this without raising taxes. It is very much a priority for me because I believe that these expenditures for students to get those college educations is one of the best investments that we can make.
So theoretically, would this be a tiered approach? I mean, maybe not everything the first year, and then you build up to a full ride?
You could absolutely phase this in over several years. That's one approach you could take.
We've got less than 30 seconds here. You have run for governor before, backed down into the lieutenant governor's race. There's been chatter that you might have your names floated for perhaps 2nd District Congress, perhaps another race. Are you in the governor's race for good?
I am in the governor's race, and I will tell you that I consider it flattering that my opponent and his team is out there pushing me as being talented enough for the Congress. but no, I'm running for governor. I sought the endorsement of folks for governor. I have the endorsement of folks for governor. We're raising money to run for governor.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Bill Halter talked with Roby Brock and David Goines on the new political program Capital View, which airs in the Central Arkansas market on KARK. Support for Talk Business Arkansas Knows Arcs at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.